Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart very deeply that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so excited to have Heather Hill on the show. Taking a musical leap of love and faith in a magical leap year, accomplished and honored Canadian folk pop singer-songwriter Heather Hill presents her fourth studio album, Twilight Mist, a 13-song clarion call to arms providing hope, inspiration, and a sonic hug in troubled times.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Heather. How you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I love that. That's so cool. A sonic hug. I love your description there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're after my heart here. When I was reading folk, pop, singer, songwriter, I try to do everything, but that's kind of my home too. How did you get into that specific genre or that niche?
Yeah, it's been evolving. I started out as a classical musician, so I have a piano performance degree and classical voice as well. And I took a few years off of music in general after all the musical education. And then I just started to write my own songs. So I guess that was a good 25 years ago. I started as a singer-songwriter and tried to avoid the classical music and just kind of bring the training into my own songs. And then I've just been a real student of songwriting ever since. I love the mechanics. I love the mastery of it. I love every kind of genre. But I've noticed mine has kind of evolved. I started out, I guess, just in folk, and that was my first album in New York. And then I migrated to rock, and I really loved that too. And then pop sort of swung in, and then I've played in jazz. And now I've landed on this mix. It's a mix up of, I would say, folk, still back to folk, a little bit of new age sound in it as well.
No, I think it's wonderful. And I think us singer-songwriters, you know, I think it's all about the lyrics and we're always trying to tell a story, and folk obviously is into the story. So
yes,
I think it's very cool.
Yes, it's cool in some ways. And then as you know too, sometimes people want to put us in a particular genre and stay in there. And that seems to be my problem. I have a hard time staying in one place. I love it all. Yeah.
I agree with you completely. It's interesting now there's this fusion of songs and genres. And I think nuts like you and I, we're always experimenting. I just put out a song. It's the second one I've done. It's a multi-genre song where one section is pop, one is EDM, one is classical, one is... I think you can do all sorts of cool things like that. And I don't think people should judge us.
No, I agree. It's just fun to evolve and just keep it fresh. I think that's important. Yeah.
For sure. So I'm not going to hold it against you, but I gathered you're Canadian, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. I love Canada, but I haven't heard you with the typical Canadian expressions, the A's and the, so what is it got, has someone beaten that out of you? Like what's going on?
Well, I lived in New York a while, a little in Boston and a little in California. So I've been the brunt of many jokes. So
well, listen,
maybe I've changed. But
nah, you guys are awesome. You guys are so nice. I have nothing bad to say about Canadians. I love it.
Well, I feel the same about Americans.
Yeah. Tell us about your instrument, your voice. Do you play another instrument? Tell us about that.
My background is classical piano. So I spent many, many years studying, you know, all the greats. And my favorites, I think, on the classical side would be Chopin and Rachmaninoff. So those two composers I love to play. It's harder to play those now. You have to be in kind of peak performance on the technique side. And so Piano is definitely my main instrument because I don't even have to think about it. When I'm writing songs, they just come out and the muse sort of takes over and the piano often comes pretty quickly and then I vocalize on top. So my instrument as a vocalist, I'd say I'm a mezzo soprano and I work pretty hard on my instrument in that I take, lessons in coaching and I just really enjoy seeing how it changes over time and I continue to evolve it. And then I do play the flute and I've played the violin and other instruments, a little bit of guitar, but not well. That's my goal is to get better in that area.
That's great. I love the whole classical side of it. I remember when I first started, classical is so, how can I say this? I don't want to say complex, but it's so much harder than pop stuff. Just lyrically, musically, everything. And it's always like, did you have this challenge trying to, I don't want to say dumb it down, but trying to make it simpler for the pop kind of stuff that's out there?
Yes and no. I'm really fortunate I have the classical chops for my songs because it's, again, I don't even really have to think about it. It just comes really naturally, all the years of playing. And I guess some of my influences, like Tori Amos and Chantal Kravyasik here in Canada, and there are many, like Ingrid Michaelson, so many, Sarah McLachlan, really solid piano players that have adapted more classical piano into pop and rock formats. I think it's just a fantastic groundwork for what we're doing. And maybe I have access to a lot of different chords, and that's why I sometimes don't fit perfectly and cleanly into a genre. And I like to push the edges of the genres. So yeah, it has evolved over time, but I'm pretty grateful for the training. Yeah.
You can't ever say enough about that. I think when I knew nothing and it just took so much time and effort to learn to what are chords, major, minor, then rhythm and groove and melody and all
Yeah.
these things that I didn't know how to play the piano when I first started 11 years ago. And certainly we're nowhere near the same level. But I think learning some of these things, like you said, you have it to fall back on and it can only help you. When I hear that people are like, I don't know how to read a score. I think you can push yourself to keep learning these things because they're going to help you in some way.
Yeah.
You can communicate with musicians better. You can understand things that you might not understand if you are just like, oh, I just do it by feel, but you don't know how to read a score or you don't know how to write sheet music. I think it's all, we should all just keep learning. It's helpful.
Oh, I agree. And the thing I feel about piano is I just don't think it's a life's work. The piano is such a quirky instrument and it's complex. And the nuances, the rhythms, like I'm a pretty percussive player. I really love percussion, and you'll hear that in this album. I like to work with incredible drummers and African rhythms and some world music. And I guess this platform of the piano has captured my imagination since I've been a little girl, and I really don't think I will ever harness it. Yeah.
Do you find yourself always reverting back to some of the classic piano songs when you're trying to create new things?
Well, maybe Bach. I had a fascination with Bach and I played it constantly. It was almost like it was a meditation for me. I love the recursivity of it. I love the challenge in both hands. And then I was a huge fan of Philip Glass, a more modern composer that is very recursive and repetitive. So I do find that I can come back to Bach lines. Certain composers capture me in their melodies. And even, Smetana was from Czech, from Prague. And in those symphonies, the way there's a suspension. Of just the suspension, and it just doesn't, what do you call it? What it doesn't resolve, it just keeps you hanging on this. I do a lot of that in my music. I'm such a big fan of sort of these suffering moments and then a beautiful resolution. So I certainly have things I do that come from a classical palate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fantastic. I have to tell you that I'm envious and jealous. I wish I could play the piano at your level. It's just so cool to hear. And I think it's the one instrument that I think everybody should learn how to play because it just changes your life.
Yeah, it's such a gift. You know, my mom was an incredible player, but that was not in the day of Spotify and Apple. And she was in the day where you push back the furniture and you play a little bebop tune on the piano and everyone dances. And she was an incredible artist. And she played for people's weddings and funerals and every occasion, played all the time. And I think she really inspired me the most with piano because she showed me how playful it is. And it's just something she created with and made people really happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have that in my, that's in my blood.
And it's a great thing to have in your repertoire, too.
Yes,
Yeah.
it is.
Tell us about this song here, because I personally cannot wait to hear it, because your voice is awesome. So tell us about this song so we can listen to it, because I think the fans are going to love it.
Yeah, I'm kind of captivated with twilight. That time of day where you're kind of exhausted of the big day you've had. Maybe you've, got a big career, you're doing something else, and you steal some moments maybe before you're making dinner. And I'm a mom, so I have a kids too and working and twilight, I see my piano over there in the corner and it just calls to me. And as it's getting dark, it's my most creative time. And I find it's the most magical time of day as we're moving from something we know and something we can see to something unknown. And, the different creatures are coming out. Some people think night is scary, but for me, that suspended time, it's almost like there's a bridge from the known to the unknown. And I guess I wrote this song around the time my mom was really unwell and passed away. And I wanted to write a song that would help her move from the known into the unknown and be okay with it. I wanted to bring hope. And she was kind of in between those two places of Earth and another plane. So this song really kind of moves you from maybe some dark and suffering over into this beautiful world of possibility. Well, what if it is great? And what if you're not suffering anymore? And what if it's better than you could have ever imagined? So my take on twilight and the mist is that, the physical world is hard, but maybe there's another realm that isn't. So that's really what it's about. And it's a song that's been played to many people as they've been suffering with terminal illnesses. And I send them this song and just try to bring them hope and a sonic hug. I said that earlier. And it's really important to me that, people have some comfort as they're going through these last times and just feeling like there's hope in the unknown.
No, absolutely. I think as, and I have to tell you, my dad had lung cancer twice and then succumbed to it. And it definitely, all the stuff you're talking about really hits. And I can't wait to hear the song with the fans. And I love everything you just said about it. So let's check it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, check this out, everybody. Here we go.
Resting in between the setting sun, the fallen night, the fallen night. Light gives way to deeper hues, to darkness, to mystery. Thank you.
Heather, thank you so much for sharing that song with us. I think that's definitely going to touch some people tonight. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit about any special things you have coming for the fans this year?
Yeah. Well, I am going to launch this fourth album, and I plan on doing this in, so far in Toronto and here where I live, 2 hours north of Toronto. So I'm going to be performing here. And then this album is coming out is each month I'm going to be performing live online and in venues, and then just doing song by song so that my fans can understand what each song on this album, so there's 13 songs, what each song is about, why I wrote it.
Okay. They say Toronto is like Chicago in Canada.
Oh,
both
so
like
is.
In the middle. And I've been to Toronto, and I have to tell you, it does seem just like Chicago to me, actually.
It is. It's very similar. I love Chicago. The food's so good. But it's true. The two cities are very similar.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cold in the winter.
Yeah. This year wasn't that terrible. And,
no.
You know, I hate to say it's over because you never know, but definitely a mild winter for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we had minus 20 or minus 30, but that seems like so long ago.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about your website. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it? Where can they hook up with you?
Yeah. My website is heatherhill.ca for .canada. I thought you'd like that.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Yep. Hold back. I know you love that. And then I'm also on Heather Hill. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple. I'm on all the music platforms. And you can actually see the new album just came out on the 29th. So it's all up there. And I'm on YouTube. It's just at Heather Hill Music on YouTube. So I'm everywhere.
Okay, awesome. So one of the questions I like to ask a lot of guests is about scams. How do musicians avoid being ripped off? Is there a story you can share or any advice you have for everyone listening that might be a musician?
Oh, that's a good due diligence question. I actually only work with people that I know, or it's a service related to someone I know. So I understand that there's a lot of people making money off musicians out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of boosting up my plays or, you know, doing any of that. I really want to connect deeply with my fans, and it's okay if it's 10 people or 1 or 100. So volume isn't super important for me. It's just deep engagement. So I think for me, I kind of avoid a lot of the padding of the numbers and the constant marketing that comes in. And then if I'm going to take a course, I just make sure I've really done my homework. Like one that I'm loving right now is called Sync Songwriter. So helping songwriters get into film and TV with their music. And, you know, I think there's a lot of really great reputable songwriting helpers out there. And it just takes a little bit of research and asking around to see if it's the real deal. And if other artists have had, you know, good experiences from those services.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. This was an absolute pleasure. And the last question I have for you is, what was the last gift you gave someone?
I just gave a bunch of people the gift of dinner. I made a really great dinner for my dad and sister. And
what'd you make? Now you got to tell me what you made.
Well, it was a pretty fantastic salad and a big bolognese with wine. And yeah, it's quite nice.
All right. Well,
yeah, you'll have to join us another time.
Yes, absolutely. But it's got to be after a gig, right? Because before a gig, you know, I don't want to eat all that pasta and stuff and not be able to sing. So
exactly. Yeah, you got to watch the carbs on those singing nights.
That's right. All right, Heather. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Sorrentos. Have a great night.
You too. And to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious, precious time with the two of us. We both thank you, and we hope your unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sorrentos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other awesome artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you all. Have a great night.
light just like you, my son. The Black Sea doesn't want to drown. Simply inhales won't make a sound just like you, my son. Enjoy the ride to your destination. Lessons hidden in the air. It's okay to ask a question. Sometimes answers just aren't there. You might struggle to cope, drowning in doubt, but there's a touch of hope. It's okay to drift off the road, to follow. No one promised you a good life. No one promised you a good life. Do your best to fight the fight, to get it right now, every night. Learn from son. And always have your bumps and bruises, but be stronger than your excuses, like me, my son. Enjoy the ride, no destinations, lessons hidden in the air. It's okay to ask your questions. Sometimes answers just aren't there. Your mind's struggling to cope, drowning in doubt, but there's a touch of hope. It's okay to drift off the road, to follow your soul. You'll be great before you know. No one promised you a good life. Things aren't what they seem, but ride that elevator to your dreams. Mind's struggling to cope, drowning in doubt, but there's a touch of hope. It's okay to drift.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.